Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Well, good evening, everybody. Good evening, my kingdom family tonight. Just thank God, everyone that's dialing in and the one that's going to be dialing in later. Amen. We just praise God for another opportunity that he have allowed his kingdom daughters and sons to come together as one in unity. Amen. We do give honor to the Most High God on tonight. Hallelujah. We give honor to our very own Pastor E. Amen. That sponsored this my network. Amen. Praise God. He gave a women's opportunity to come forward and use their gifts, and he allow you to be free to flow however the Holy Spirit allow you to flow. Amen. That's a lovely song that played tonight. Amen. That we should always bow down. We should always want to be right at the feet of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We should be want to get so close to him until we desperate to get into that place of worship. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you all, but I know God has been so grateful to me on tonight. Amen. Praise God for another opportunity just to be in his presence and among kingdom-minded peoples on tonight. We know that none goodness of us, all goodness and good things come from God. Amen. But we do just want to take time out tonight and say, God, we shabbat your name. We praise you. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. We magnify your name on tonight. Father God, you said everything is going down but your word. You said prophecy shall descend. Amen. So let's go into a quick prayer. We're going to get right into this word on tonight. Amen. God gave me this word the other day, sitting on the side of my bed. And I said, God, you know, you haven't done anything for the people. So God, but how many know God is an on-time God? Hallelujah. Let's go into a quick prayer. We're going to jump right into this word. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I just come before your presence on tonight, Father God. We're bowing down head and humble heart. Father God, I ask you to help your way in me tonight. God, speak through my lips of clay. God, I am just a vessel. I am one of your chosen disciples. I am your chosen daughter, Father God, that's willing to do what you had commissioned me to do. And Father God, bless this service on tonight. Touch everybody that's going to dial in tonight. Open up their heart, their mind, their spirit, their ears, that they might be able to receive. And the Bible says, who that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the body of Christ on tonight. I don't know about you all, but my ears are attentive to God. Amen. I love God with my whole heart, soul, and mind. Father God, I give you all praise, all glory, all honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As I was sitting on the side of my bed the other day, as I spoke 3 minutes ago, and I was saying, God, what would you have me to give to your people? You know, just sitting there and waiting on him to speak to me. And it wasn't even a minute. And God say, I need you to minister on tonight. God of a second chance. Oh, my God. How many of us tonight can agree? Not on a second chance, but how many chances has God have gave us? How many times has we went to God and repented for the same thing? Come on, somebody. How many can go back and say, God, I remember when I went to you 2 times, 3 times, 4, 5, 6, 7. Some of us, we don't lose count because we don't went to God so many times for the same thing. But how many know God of a second chance, God? Amen. Not on a second chance, but what about a third, and a fourth, and a fifth, and a seventh? Think about that. Think about how God did not judge us. Think about how God allowed Jonah to go into who? The belly of that whale. Come on, somebody. See, God had allowed Jonah to go there for a purpose and a reason. Sometimes he'll put you in the middle of that well. So sometimes he said, I need to put you there so I can get your attention. And however God want to do it, he going to do it. Come on, somebody. So we thank God tonight that God of a second chance. Come on, somebody. We often say, Lord, have mercy. I don't lost count. I don't went to God so many times. And to, I don't know how many times I went to God. But you know what? It's a good thing that if you keep going to God, after a while, God going to deliver you. God will set you free. Don't let nobody say you keep going to God for the same thing. Come on, somebody. The Bible says when I have been converted, come on, somebody, let's go and convert my sister and brother in a spirit of love, spirit of humility. Tonight, we ain't up on this line to cast no stone because we all done went to God so many times for the same old thing. Come on, somebody. And guess what? God could have said, I ain't give you another chance. But you know what? God loved us so much till he said, I'm going to give you another chance. Because God know one day that we going to get tired of doing the same old thing. See, I'm telling you something. People say, I'm just so tired. You're not tired. Because when you really get tired, come on, somebody, you're going to change. You're going to do something about it. So stop saying you're tired. Because if you're tired, you will not keep putting up with the same old, come on, somebody, talking the same talk, walking the same walk, doing the same thing. When you get sick and tired of situation, that's when you're going to go to God. Say, God, you know what? I'm tired of this. God, I realize I can't change nobody. I have to change myself. Only God can change a person, but a person has to want to be changed. Come on, somebody. So tonight, I don't know about you all, but I thank God for the change and the chance that he gave me to get myself right with God. I'm talking about Lisa tonight. Come on, somebody. God had gave me many chances. Come on, somebody. God could have been cut me off a long time ago, but I thank God for God's grace. I thank God for his mercy endured to all generation. When God put Jonah in the belly of that fish and said, call out to the Lord out of my distress. See, God told Jonah, I'm going to put you in the belly of that fish because I want you to do something. Come on, somebody. Sometimes God will put our back up against the wall. Come on, God, let us go through trial and tribulation. We might can't understand why we're going through, but you got to go through. Other night, Bishop Williams said, don't quit. Come on, somebody. The Bible said the race not given to the swift nor the strong, but the one that shall endure to the end. Come on, somebody. We got a lot of people today, they don't want to endure to the end. Come on. They're like, God will give me another chance. But what if God don't give you another chance? Come on, somebody. See, some of us playing. Oh, my God. Come on. Some of us playing with God. We're taking God as a little joke, as a little toy. But let me tell you something. We live in a time now that God ain't playing no more. He said, choose this day who you going to serve. You're going to choose heaven. You're going to choose hell. Come on, somebody. We don't have no time to keep talking about, oh, God will give me enough time to get it right. How you know? He said, the day you heard my voice talking at your heart. Come on, somebody. Some of us, we not talking to the voice of God. We not listening to God. We got to be real. We not being obedient. Come on, somebody. Talking me, God said, I got your attention. I've been speaking. Come on, how? Almost Sunday. I've been speaking, but ain't nobody listening. Ain't nobody obeying me. So how many more chances do I have to continue to give you? When you swift sinning, oh, my God. That means you don't premeditate in your mind how you're going to do it, when you're going to do it, where you're going to do it, who you're going to do it with. Come on. God said he ain't playing no more. Mm-mm. He said, choose this day who you will serve. He said, I will have no other God before me. Son of us is still playing right now. Got to be real. You don't feel God. You don't reference God. You're doing everything you can do. Then you want God to bless you. God said, baby, I don't bless the mess. Tonight, somebody best tonight do an inventory. Do a roll check and say, God, oh my God, how many chances, God, you're going to tend to give me? Let me tell you something. You better stop playing with God. He ain't no joke. He ain't nothing to play with. When God speaks, you better hearken to the voice of God and say, God, I hear my God of Zion. Ha, no more Sunday. The Lord give me for the time when I judge of, how many of them say, Lord, have mercy? Let me hurry up with my hands. I'm guilty. Lord, I have judged people. Come on, somebody. But I told God, I asked God to help me not to judge nobody. Come on, somebody. Because he said, well, if you judge out to the people, we met, the Bible said, judge nothing before time. We already pit right now. Because we know on this line tonight, we all don't judge people. Some of us right now judging people. But the Lord, forgive me.
for the time when I judge others for the very thing that I do to myself, that you for the riches of your kindness, love, and forgiveness, God, not like baseball. Woo, shabo, who do y'all buy? See, when you play baseball, we scratch you out. Amen, somebody. But guess what? I thank God he ain't like a baseball tonight because three scratch you out. You're going to put that bat down and go right back to that dog. God, come on, somebody. But how many know God ain't like that? He's a God of long-suffering, God that can do it, God of tempting. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Then you out. God knows where we all are at right now. He knows what some of us at. He knows where our mind is at. He knows what we're going to do. He knows what we're going to plan. But when I'm asking God every day, God, work on Lisa. God created me a plan for it. Renew within me the right spirit, God. Help me, God. Renew my mind, God. When evil thoughts come to my mind, even me, I'm going to cast them out, cast them down. Because if you don't cast some evil thoughts out your mind, the enemy is going to play with you. He's going to torment you. And you'll find yourself trying to do something, trying to go places, connect with the wrong people. That's why every day you got to say, God, renew my mind. He said, those who keep their mind stayed up on him, he said he will keep you in a perfect peace. Now, in Peter, the story, when we are reminded that God loves to give a second chance, told him a second time, he asked him, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Ha! Woo! When the last time you hear God say, do you love me? See, he asked that question for a reason. Because he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. Oh, woo! If you love me, you're going to do right. If you love me, you will obey me. If you love me, you're going to walk in my law. Come on, somebody, in Proverbs, to trust in the Lord. Lean not to my own understanding, but all my way, if I acknowledge him, he will. See, you can't lean to your own speaking understanding because that's going to take you the wrong thing. That's why he said trust in the Lord. How many say, Lord, I trust you? Don't say it if you don't mean it now. Because God know right where your heart is at. See, as I said, God said, I know where everybody's at tonight. See, we can't fool God. And now you can't fool your bishop, your apostle, your pastor. So you can't fool them. Got to spread the Lord. Got to tell them just where she at. Come on, somebody. If some of us still on milk tonight, we on the infant meal. We on similar light. Come on. You ain't ready for the whole meal. You ready for the 2% meal. You might want to keep it real. Say, God, I ain't ready to come off of this similar light. See, some of them trying to jump ship. You just trying to skip over. You go from level to level, put the play from glory to glory. Come on, somebody. But tonight, some of us, and God said, baby, I know where you at. See, let me tell you something. See, we can't fool God. You can try to hide in the darkness, but guess what? He said, I'm sitting down in high looking low. I hear every conversation. I know what you're going to do. I already know. So guess what? You have premeditate this time I'm going to do it. And the Holy Ghost says, but this is mine, says the Lord. Be still. Know that I am God. Trust me. Fret not thyself, because the evil doer. See, he's speaking. What we doing? We ain't hawking. We listen, but we ain't hawking. Because when you're hawking to the voice of God, you're going to say, okay, God, Lord, I want to repent right now. The thought came to my mind. God, I know that was not of you. Lord, forgive me. Come on, somebody. See, in Second Quran, when he told Jehoshaphat, you ain't got to fight this battle. Oh, my. He said, by the time tomorrow, you'll see your enemy and you won't see him no more. But how many of us, I got to do this. And God say, be still. Know that I am God. Beside me, there is no other. He said, I'll fight the battle for you. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. But God says, vengeance is mine, baby, he's going to take care of your enemies. But how many of us, we want to help God out? He said, baby, I don't need your help. Come on, somebody. But Simon and Simon, the son of Jonah, do you love me? He asked the question. When we stop running from God and earnestly obey him, our messed up lives become cave in incredible glory. Proverbs 24, this is my scripture. Proverbs 24, 16 through 18. This is the word of the Lord for tonight. Proverbs 24, 16, 17, 18. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. See, don't be so quick to judge somebody. The Bible says when your brother have been overtaken in a fault, if he has fallen, if he has slipped, you need to go and help him and restore him in a spirit of meekness. Don't let him stay down there, and you know he asking for help. What? See, that's why them Christian folk, Christian people, they will kill you, lick you side of the road. They ain't going to help you. They're going to talk about you. Come on. But when you a son or daughter of God, when you kingdom man, woman or man of God, you're going to go out your way to help somebody. Come on, somebody. I encourage my family all the time. By giving them a word from the Lord, I'm giving them in love so they can understand. I ain't going to beat you down. I ain't going to criticize you. But let me tell you, this is what God told me to tell you, and I'm going to tell you this in love. I ain't going to raise my voice. I ain't going to holler. I ain't going to scream at you. When God speaks to you and me, it's a soft voice. Come on, somebody. And we need to learn how to speak in a soft voice. We say we are his son. We are his daughter, his disciple. If you are a disciple of God, Jesus has set his 12 disciples down and taught them the word of God. Then he released them. Who has released you? Woo! Ah! Woo! My God, I'm dying. I feel this thing tonight. But a just man falls seven times and rise it up. That's a TH. That means he's going to continue to rise up again. But the wicked shall fall into the hand of mischievous. Verse 17 say, rejoice not when thy enemies has fallen. Oh, we all guilty. At some point in our lifetime, we did rejoice. Oh, God. This is what we say. Oh, honey, I already know it's going to happen. I already know that he was going to do this. Honey, I already knew it. If you knew it, why didn't you pray against it? Why didn't you go into intercessory prayer? Why didn't you go into corporate prayer? The Bible says you can block things. Well, if you bind in heaven, bind the earth. Lucifer. So, other words, if you, he said, don't rejoice. Don't rejoice because you don't know when your time might come. Come on, somebody. He said, do not rejoice. But it just means, he said right here, rejoice not with this, when thy enemies falling. They continue to fall. But he said, don't rejoice. Do not rejoice when your enemies have fallen. Pray for them that they will quickly repent, get themselves together. They will get up and turn for their wicked wicked way. But Jesus said, do not rejoice over your enemies. Come on. Don't be having no party. Don't be having no stuff on the phone. My girl, I already know it. No, you don't do that. When somebody has fallen, if a man or woman of God has fallen, and we know they have fallen, whatever, by the wayside, whatever, we need to go into prayer immediately. God, renew their mind. God, I pray now, God, kept the faith in mind. God is going to intercede until God had come by. I had a compass one time, and my compass thing was, can you cover me until I recover? Woo! My God, I'm sorry. See, everybody can't cover us. Come on, somebody. You say, can you cover me until I recover? So, who are you covering? Who are you covering tonight until they recover? Come on. Might be an alcoholic, might be a drug addict, might be a homosexual, might be a lesbian, it might be whatever. Might be a liar, a backbody, but are you praying for them? Are you interceding for them? Are you fasting for them? Are you rejoicing? Rejoice not when thy enemies falling. Let not their heart be glad when he stumble. Woo! Jesus, the Holy Ghost speaking tonight, y'all. He said, do not let their heart be glad. How you gonna be glad when somebody don't fall and you know they has fallen? Some of God don't told us to fast, to pray, intercede. We have not been obedient. Because you know what? We wanted them to fall. Because we don't put our mouth on it. We don't spoke it. We don't said it. Come on, somebody. We don't got in the house and we don't head out or talk. But Jesus said, I ain't hearing you. Because he said, you rejoicing. And he said, don't rejoice when they're falling. Really be praying for that person. Intercede. Fast, my call on the phone say, sister, you heard about Bishop, you heard about the apostle. You say, yeah, I heard about it. But if you call me, we're going to pray, we're going to touch and agree, or else get off my phone. Because I will not get in trouble with God. So if somebody call on the phone, give them this word right here. In Proverbs 24, verse 16, 17, and 18, give them this word. Say, the word says, we don't supposed to rejoice. When so somebody has fallen, he said, no. Guess what? What you want to do? Do you want to pray now? You want to touch and greet? Do you want to fast with me? And I need you to answer me quickly. I ain't have time for you. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get back with you later. Because I refuse to let the spirit from you going into me, and I'm going to start judging the pastor, the bishop, the apostle, the prophet now. And when God said, don't rejoice. But some of us tonight, we all know we have did that at some point. Come on. We have not all arrived at that place yet. I'm just getting there myself that I won't do it. Come on. I refuse to do that because I know I'm going to get in trouble with my daddy. Because I thank God for this word. See, the word is for me tonight. So he said, Lisa, whoever your people on your job, your family, he said, don't rejoice. Pray. Fast. Seek God. Lay before God for them. For God forgive them. For they know not the things they doing to me. See, we got to remember, it's not this, it's a spirit. That there is a line to operate through them. So we have to pray against the spirit in the person. Call it out. Come on. The Bible said these kinds come through much fasting and much prayer. When the last time you touched your place down, when the last time you prayed, when the last time you said, Lord, I'm going to fast for the bishop, for the apostle, the prophet. I'm going to fast for the whole faithful ministry. Come on, because it's working all together. See, when we ever learn children, sons, daughters of God, because we all his children, if we ever can come together in oneness, come together in one, speak the same thing, say the same thing, pray the same thing. You want God to move in your ministry, get the people to come together. Come on, let's get on one accord. Today, God want to fill the house with his glory. God want to fire your thought today. So I need y'all to connect with me. And your bishop, pastor, apostle, whoever he is, he's going to feel the connection. Because you know what? You have to learn how to pull on your bishop. When he's preaching the word, pull on him. Pull on the anointing. Pull on that prophetic. Pull on that wisdom. He's going to say, oh, somebody's pulling on me. That means I'm receiving what my bishop's giving me. But do not rejoice. Do not rejoice when they have fallen. And do not let your heart be glad when he stumbled. We all have stumbled. We all have fallen. We all have did things that we should have did. Come on, let's keep it real. We all don't been places we shouldn't have been. Come on. The Bible says, who without sin cast the first stone. Can't nobody cast no stone. Come on. Like the men, a woman to Jesus, accused of being an adulterer. They wanted Jesus, stone her. See, that's how Christian people do. When we do fall, they want to kill us. Instead of praying for us, God, I'm praying, God, that she'll be restored. God, I'm praying, God, that she'll recover. God, recover my sister. God, recover my brother. God, I'm praying for deliverance. God, I'm praying for healing. God, I'm praying for manifestation. God, you did it for me. God, you said you had no respect of a person. See, that's how we should be praying. But no, some of us know tonight we are not praying that way. The Bible said, let no evil come out of our mouth, out of our mind. The Bible said, cast down every imagination worn against the mind. Wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities, rulers, wickedness, high places. Cast down every stronghold with the power of prayer. How can you cast down any stronghold when you ain't got no power? Come on. You ain't fasting. You ain't praying. You ain't reading your word. You can't cast down nothing. Where's your power? Where's the anointing? Where's it at? So tonight, we better be careful. And we need to do inventory on ourselves tonight. We need to repent tonight for rejoicing over somebody that failed. I don't have time for foolishness. I refuse to be with somebody or talk about somebody. Because guess what? We talk about them. They talk about me and you. And we say, that means you in agreement. Come on. You might not say anything, but if you listen on the phone to them, that means you feel in agreement with them. Don't be afraid to put people in their place immediately, quickly. Don't let nobody call your phone, talk about nobody. I don't care who it is. Do not allow them to do that, because all you're doing, you building something to happen to you. Come on, somebody. In Psalm 35, said the same pit devil they're going to fall in. So he said, please my cause, oh God. God said, I will fight against your enemy. You don't have to fight in no battle. The battle belongs to God. When are we going to learn how to let go and let God have his way? When the last time we said, God, you know what? I give up. I got some children today, not what it needed to be in God, but after God, you promised me you will save my whole household. God, you promised me all of my children shall be saved. You promised me, God, all of my seed shall be saved. God, you said if I live holy, if I live righteous before you, you said you will draw them. So God's going to do it in his timing. In this season, we can't rush God. We can't put no timing on God. We ain't God. We ain't God. We ain't yourself. We won't put no timing on God. Well, God, you saying this? I'm gonna give you. How you gonna give God something? Who are you? He looking like what? You gonna give me a timing? It ain't happening like that. Come on, somebody. In 18, said, least the Lord see it, and it displease him. And he turned away his wrath from him. Oh, my God. And it displeased him. It displeased God. When we get on the phone, gospel, get on Facebook, we inbox people. Don't do that. The Bible said your conversation, it should be edifying for the body of Christ. If it ain't edifying, why you on the phone? Why you on Facebook? Why you on message? Why you on Twitter? Come on. If it ain't edifying, why you is entertained foolishness? You must like it. You doing it. Glory, glory, glory. And it's obeying him. Our mess life becomes decayed. His incredible glory. Amen. Though a righteous man falleth seven times, he will get up, but the wicked will stumble into ruin. If the wicked is stumble, what are we supposed to do? Pray, intercede, stand in the gap, call their name out before God, and don't be talking about he ought to be shaming himself. You're right. But you got to remember, carnal minded man cannot pertain the things of God. Carnal minded man is deaf. He cannot hear when God's speaking because he already knows. And stop telling people you're going to hell. They already know they're going to hell. Won't you tell them the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Tell them that and tell them in love, baby, I didn't come to judge you. You ain't got to put your beer down. You ain't got to put the bottle down, because I just want you to know that God loves you just as you are. Jesus said, come unto him just like you are. You ain't got to worry about putting the bottle down. Jesus said, come. Oh, he said, I want your heart. If you give God your heart and your mind, after a while, you're going to put that bottle down. But see, what we do, we go up in there, we judge them. You going to hell. You ain't nothing but a drunk. You a sinner. No, we was a sinner at one time. We all saved by grace. Can I get a witness tonight? We all are not perfect, but we're striving for perfection. Every day, we're working on getting there. God work on me. God clean me up. God renew my mind. God transform my mind. God give me the mind of Christ. God make me in your image. Make me in your likeness, God. Help me to walk in the light, God. Help me, Jesus. The Bible said, walk in the spirit. We will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He says, no flesh shall glorify in his sight. God says, sin stinks in his nostrils. But we still cannot judge nobody. We can't kill nobody. If you're going to tell them what the word of the Lord says, come unto me, all you heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Cast your yoke, your cares, your burdens upon me. That's what we need to tell them. Tell them in love. Show them what the word of God says. Tell them about Peter, and tell them about Jonah. Tell them about the Hebrew boy. Tell them about Paul and Silas. Tell them about Cain and Abel, how he was Joseph's own brother, how he slayed his own brother. Tell them in the word of God how God forgave them. Tell them the book of David. David was a murderer. David was a whore. But what else? He wrote the whole book of Psalms. Because you know what? David said, I cried out to the Lord. He heard me. He delivered me of all of my distress. Come on, somebody. Take them to the word. Will you take them to the word? The word going to do what it do. Say, this is what the word say. Come on, I want you to follow along with me. Come on. If you can't read, I'm going to read it for you. But take them to the word. The word going to work. We don't need to be judging nobody. Stop being so quick to judge people. You have to read him. He said, do not rejoice over people. If the people don't do us wrong, God says, forgive them. Let them go. Release them. Love is what love does. Love cover the multitudes of sin. Come on. Love cover the multitudes of sin. Love cover. When the last time you show love? When the last time you reach out to your family? When the last time you help somebody along the way? Come on. I'm a witness. God touched my heart to bless somebody. I'm going to immediately do it. I don't tarry. I don't wait. I ain't got to go to God. I ain't got to go to nobody and say, you what you think? No, I hear the voice of God. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I'm screaming they will not follow. We are his sheep. We hear the voice of God. We know the voice of God. We know when God is speaking. I know when God speaks to me, when he says, do this, do this, do this. Immediately, I do it. You know what? God give a seed for us to sow it. If you ever get blessed with a seed, it's not for you to hold that seed. You got to continue to give so more seeds can come in. You can't get nothing, you hold on to it. Come on, somebody. How do you know? I'm a witness. I got blessed with a finest blessing. Immediately, I sowed the seed. Come on, somebody. I paid my tithe. Because I know the more I give, the more God going to bless. It ain't my money for the start. God say, I just tell somebody the heart to bless you. It ain't my money. He said, I give seed to the sower. The more you sow, the more you're going to reap. Come on, somebody. You got to sow to reap. What did the Bible say? Unless a seed go into the ground and die, it cannot perform a harvest. Put your seed into some good soil. Come on, somebody. The Bible said, one water, one plant, God give the increase. Don't put your seed in no bad soil. You ain't going to get nothing in return. Where there's no fruit, so put your seed there. I'm a witness. I pray and seek God. Who shall I sow this seed to? Come on, somebody. When God compelled my heart, I need you to give this amount. Just last night, I gave a certain amount of money. I was sitting in my car. The Lord said, go buy go back on your arm wrestler and get extra and put it. Because what I did, I didn't even carry. I didn't even wait a second. I didn't wait a minute. I immediately, because you know, I'm saying something. God never takes the sword seed if it's not in your pocket. Woo! You better hear me. God will never tell you to give a seed if he knows you ain't got it. He said you got the seed and you got the right mouth. I'm going to tell you to get. You got to get no chain. You got to correct mouth. That's when you know God is speaking. Y'all better hear me tonight. I'm a witness. God will do what he said he will do. Peter flat out denied Christian. Peter flat out denied Christ. And 50 days later, was anointed to preach sermon where over 3,000 people. Let me do one more time. Peter flat out denied Christ. He denied Christ. I don't want to have nothing to do with Christ. I don't hear nothing about it. I don't hear about no Jesus, no God, no Lord. I am denying you, Messiah. I'm denying you, Emmanuel. I'm denying you, resurrection. That's what Peter did. He said it. Peter fled out, denied Christ. And 50 days later was anointed to preach a sermon where over 3,000 people. Let me tell you something, baby. When God chose you to do something, you can run, you can hide, you can try to do. But God got your number. He said he know every strand of hair on your head and my head. Those who refuse to do the will of the Father will be whooped with many stripes. You will be chastised. God said he chastised those who he loves. I thank God for my chastisement tonight. It has made me to be a better mother, a better woman, and a better woman of God. Through my chastisement, through my whatever God had to do to Lisa Carol Harris, tonight I thank God how I deliver my own self. Come on, somebody. God ain't going to deliver nobody. If you don't want to deliver, you got to first confess. God, this is my issue. This is my fault. This is my shortcoming. This is the areas that I need deliverance in. Once you confess out of your mouth, come on, somebody, believe it in your heart. God say, I'm going to help you get delivered. But he ain't going to deliver us if we don't confess. Come on, somebody, don't hide behind that mask. Take the mask off. Here I am, naked and not ashamed. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I ain't ashamed to tell it. I thank God for my deliverance. Thank God for healing me. Thank God for his word on tonight. I'm asking God to help me tonight. I will no longer rejoice when somebody has fallen. I will not let God say, I'm displeased with you, Lisa, because you know better. I'm displeased with you, daughter. You should have did what you did. You should have said what you said. I don't want to hear God say that about me. So tonight, this word is for me. Whenever there is a word, we are the first partaker that we need to examine us, you, me, we. Examine ourselves to God, where am I in this word? God, what is I'm not doing? God, show me what I need to work on. Come on, somebody. Here I am, God, naked and not ashamed. Some of us need to repent tonight because this word is for you tonight. We all have did that, even with our family, even with our children. We got to be real. Come on. The Bible say, who is my family? Those who do the will of my Father. That is your sister, your brother, and your family. Those who do the will of your Father. See, you're going to know in my closing, you're going to know in this season right here, 2020, you're going to know who got your back, who praying for you, who fasting for you, who love you, who willing to go out there and wait for you, who willing to help you. You're going to know in this season who's standing with you, who praying with you, or who praying against you. Either you for me or you against me. So which one are you? And you would know. If you got a prayer line with God, if you spend time in prayer, God gonna show you they ain't for you. He ain't for you. He'll say he ain't the one, she ain't the one. But some of us, like me, I had to be disobedient when God said he ain't the one. I'm still like, okay, God, I hear you. I hear you, but I ain't talking to you. Woo, did he chastise me? Let me tell you something. In three things, I'm giving it close, I promise you. In three things that we need to not do in a relationship. You don't need to get in your feelings, your emotion, your flesh, and lust. There's four things. I said three, but I had to add one to it. Let me say it one more time. Three things when you get in a relationship, a man or woman, make sure those four things is dead inside of you and him. Again, do not get in a relationship with a man or woman with your feelings, your emotion, your flesh, and your love. Those four things right there. You will not hear the voice of God. You will not obey him. How you know? I did it. I did it. Yes, I did it. Yeah, I did it. But God got me real good. So let me tell you something. God said he will make a way for this, for you to escape. But do you want to be escaped? See, some of us, we like and we love what we're doing. And that's why you are still in the same place you was in last year, last month. The Bible said we go from glory to glory, from face to face. We should be growing. We should be developed. We should be in a whole new place in the kingdom of God. We should be building each other up. I don't care when they're going through what they're going through, build them up. If you give up the word of God, the word is going to help them. The word of God will bring deliverance. The word of God will lift that burden off of them. Give them what? Give them what? What the word of the Lord say? 23rd Psalm, for the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. We all quote that, but is the Lord really your shepherd for real? If he's your shepherd, he said, why are you not trusting me? Why are you not obeying me? Why are you not doing what I told you to do? You say, oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Okay. So that other word, he said, you should not have no want. He said, I never to the righteous forsaken, nor my seed begging bread. Are you righteous? Ha ha! Woo! My God, I'm in the word of the Lord. And this is the last thing I'm going to say to Pastor E. In the word of the Lord, say, I spell this word. I have stood on the scripture. The Lord say, I will not withhold no good thing for those who walk up righteous right before me. So, what you saying? If you in the right place with God right now, you are in right standing with God right now, you can go to God and say, God, this is what I desire. This is what I need. This is what I want. See, let me tell you something. How you get God's attention? Give God back his word. God, you said. God, you said you'll never leave nor will you forsake me. God, you said come to your throne of grace boldly. At the time of a need, I might be able to attain. See, give God back his God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. And God said, I did say that. Guess what he's going to do? He's going to honor his word. I know this word has blessed you all tonight. It has blessed me tremendous. It's opened up my eyes, my ears, my spirit, my heart, my soul, and my mind that I will not rejoice over my sister, my brother, whoever it is. I'm not going to rejoice when they fall in. He said, go and restore them in a spirit of meekness. We have to walk in a spirit of humility. We got to walk in love. We got to preach in love. We got to teach in love. We got to live in love. Love covers everything. What did the Bible say? Love and kindness have I drawn thee. Love and kindness have I draw thee. I pray tonight this word has blessed you. I pray that it examines you tonight through and through and through and through. And I thank everyone for listening on tonight. And I'm going to turn it back in the hand of my brother, Pastor E. Hamilton, at this time. Bless you, Pastor E.
Yeah, right. Always trying to put it back in my hands. No, what we're going to do is we're going to open up the line. And if you guys want to make a comment tonight, come on, encourage the woman of God. She has blessed us to be unjudgmental. Let's stop pointing fingers at others, but let's start to love above all things and let God really be moving in and through each and every one of us. Come on, dial one, get in the conversation. The lines are open. Oh, we see you coming in now. Minister Terry, good afternoon, good evening. How are you, woman of God? Welcome to Women Speak Now.
Good evening. Good evening, beautiful family. I'm blessed. Thank you, Prophetess Lisa, my beautiful sister, for this word. It has been awesome. Naked and not ashamed. Like you said, we can't fool God. He sees all. He hears all. He reads those thoughts. Those thoughts, those are the things that get us in trouble. We control those thoughts.
Yeah.
We can control everything. I love what you said, though. We gotta just operate in love. If we're going to do anything, operate in love, because God is love. If we're not operating in love, God's not in us. My God, I was listening to you. But you know what, though? We're praying with you. I don't pray for you because I know you're praying for yourself. But we're always praying as covenant partners, just doing the will of God. We're praying with each other to continue doing His will. He said those who do His will, we are family. Yes, love you, my sister. This has been an awesome word. I thank God for the archives so I can go back. And you gave good scripture tonight, some scriptures that we can go back and dissect and go word for word just to self-examine and make sure we are walking in love.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you and love you, my sister.
Love you more.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you, Minister Terry.
I love that. Amen. You too, Pastor E. God bless.
Pastor Valores, come on in. It's Women Speak Now.
Listen, she said, can you cover me till I recover? I'm still stuck on that part. Can you cover me till I recover? Come on, Jesus. Listen, made me think of the four friends that carried him. Can I just get four friends? Jesus.
Boy, just four.
She was so on fire. She was, you know how somebody preaching and you getting it, but you also laughing at the same time because she's killing me at the same time.
Right.
She is killing it over here today. What she just say? Jesus. Woman of God, you did a dynamic job. You really and truly did. I'm so glad that I jumped in because you were talking about something that I was talking about my sister about on last week, because I found myself getting a little bit frustrated with people, especially people in ministry, and I kind of was running my mouth. And I said, you know what, sis, I'm not going to run my mouth about people no more. I'm going to start praying for them because it's not for me to talk about it. It's for me to pray about it, you know. So you in the house, and from your side of town to my side of town, that's confirmation. I guess we all talking a little bit too much because, you know, you just kind of just get frustrated. Like, okay, y'all don't see that. What is you doing? Why is this thing?
Hold on. Can I just clarify something here? Speaking the truth is not complaining about people. We cannot stop telling the truth. I know it sounds like you may be being judgmental against a person, but let's just be across the table. We have to continue to first of all acknowledge falseness, and we got to keep speaking the truth. It's not talking about the person. Now, if you happen to be the one that's talking wrong and not using the scriptures and you're not following the word of God, then if the shoe fits, wear it. But we have to continue to hold each other accountable. And if I say something wrong, don't hold it in. Call me out and say, Pastor, that ain't in the word.
No, Pastor, it'd be like, she knows she shouldn't have put that on. She knows she did not need to wear that. She knows it's that kind of.
You know, I will. I'll be like, oh, please, hey, come here. Can I pull you to the side? And like, look, in love, please go. I sell dresses. I got some dresses in my trunk. $20. Let me get you hooked up. But you can't be out here like that. And then you want to front me. Then it's on, then it's now everybody business now. But I'm going to pull you to the side and say, look, you know that ain't right.
Right. That's right. You know you
told that
you're wearing that hairstyle.
Well, know, let me pull my back up here. But Minister right. Terry, tell him, don't do it
true.
In front
That's
of him. He ain't going to call you out in front of everybody, but he will pull you to the side and say, oh, you know what? God told me to give you word. Hey, this is between me and you. Get out of here like that. That is inappropriate for this function.
I know.
That's called mentor me. Yes, that's mentor.
Come on
now.
There you go.
Amen.
No, but don't right, think you're talking all. About people. But anyway, don't think you're talking about people just because you're telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Woman of God.
That's right.
Bless your family. Love you.
Okay, see, she want to get off of that. I'm going to keep telling the truth. Love you, sis. I know you did. Love you. Come on, anybody else? Come on, get in the conversation. We got a few minutes left. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, I know you're sitting on the edge of your chair. Welcome to Women Speak Now.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Well, good evening, man of God.
Good evening, woman of God. How are you?
Oh, blessed on purpose.
Amen.
Prophet is Lisa. Hi, my sister.
Yes. I am great. Wonderful.
You are blessed to be a blessing.
Amen.
Awesome word.
Definitely was.
Awesome word. And I heard you share some things that I was meditating on tonight.
Praise God.
And when you first came from Jonah. And I love Jonah. And then you went on from there to here to there, and you shared so much. You had so many good points. But when you said, when you talk about love, throughout the whole Bible, let me say something. Love is next to joy. In Galatians 5:22, love is next to joy. And we as women of God, called out, chosen by God, we should all be able to get along, to love
Amen.
Each other, to love each other, to share with each other, and don't put each other down.
That's it. Build.
We got to build up each other. Don't put each other down, but that's what we do. That's what we do, and we should not do that and say we've been set apart and chosen by God.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't do it. You can't do it. Something is wrong with your walk. Something is wrong with your talk. We need to walk like Jesus. We need to talk like Jesus. We need to act like Jesus. We need to love like Jesus. Jesus loved.
Yes, yes, he did.
And he didn't compromise nothing. He loved. He prayed. He did it all. Some of us want to compromise. We want to give lip service. We want to give water down summer. We need to preach it. Preach the truth and minister. Oh, Prophet Lisa, you preach the truth.
Praise
Pastor.
God. Praise
you preach
God.
The truth and nothing but the truth, so help me, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
You preach.
Hallelujah.
And don't compromise nothing. Whatever the Lord tell you to say, you say it, you do it. I was reading in John the 6th chapter. What chapter was that? John, the 6th chapter, verses 38, I believe. He said, I came down from heaven. I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of my Father that sent me. He came to preach what Jesus told. God told him to preach his Father. Whatever his Father did, he did it. Whatever his Father said, he said it. Wherever his Father went, he went. He said, I came down from heaven.
Hallelujah.
To do the will of the one that sent me. He come to do his Father's will.
Yeah.
It ain't about us, Papa. He said, it ain't about us anymore. It's about
God. It's all about him.
It ain't about us. You ain't preaching nothing but the word of God.
That's right. We
got
to stay focused. We have to know it's
you
about
keep
that.
Preaching that word, sister.
That's right.
Keep preaching.
Bless you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Now, you guys get ready. Evangel Virginia will be coming live Monday on Let's Talk Jesus. It is the fourth Monday coming around. Guess what? August is almost over. It's time to go into that next level. September readiness. We are going to be preparing ourselves for the crossover. It's getting ready. It's getting ready. It's getting ready. 2020 is not over. Stop writing 2020 off. Amen. Anybody else? We got about 2 minutes left. If there's anybody else out there that would like to comment, speak to the woman of God, dial one. We'll get you in. Now, other than that, woman of God, also, always awesome to hear the enlightened word coming from you. And then to hear the response that comes from all of us, how the encouragement of that fire. So God bless you. I know the healing of God is still working in that anointing in your life. The people that are being healed just because of your presence, just because of your testimony, is awesome. Continue to do what thus says the Lord. Amen. Yes, all right. Amen. Well, no one else. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Wait. Area code 214, last four, 8842. Yes. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus.
Praise
oh,
Lord.
Not Let's Talk Jesus. Wait a minute. Women speak now.
In the house. I will try to be quick, but the Bible says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. So you have to tell people about themselves. The other thing is, I have to be quickly about this, is that the reason why the body of Christ is not in order is because we're not with one accord. You got saints reading different Bibles. You got people listening to false prophets. You got all these things going on out here, and that's the reason why we can't come together as one. If
come
we
on.
Would forget all the other things
Jesus.
And seek God and focus on Him, we could come together.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Says,
oh, come on now.
If walk disorderly, keep no company with them. Right?
That's what he said.
That's the word.
Yeah. We're doing too much sugarcoating and trying to see. You can try to show too much love, and Jesus even called them vipers. He told them whatever he had to tell them. God is the love of God. God is a God of love and of wrath. So we have to tell
yes,
them the good
is.
Part and the bad part.
Hey,
we can't
well, we definitely do that around here.
What'd you say?
We definitely do that around here. We keep it 100 and real, and it's so good for the confirmation. Pastor Valores, mark that down for our next. Let's talk about it. That subject right there of keeping it 100 with each other. Now, woman of God, I know this is my first time hearing you here, but just to share, that's something that we have kind of in common here that we can really call each other on a personal call and say the truth to each other in love and not be like mad and getting all offended. And we call it the playground. See, the playground is where Matthew 18 says that unless you're converted as this little child, you won't make it into heaven. We just try to be converted as children, be humble enough to respect and love each other. But we got to listen to each other to know what really could be a fault that you don't see, or what could be a trauma that may be coming from your past that you've never acknowledged because you let nobody tell you about you. I used to be bad at that. You telling me about the end. I ain't perfect yet. I ain't made it all the way in. But that used to be one of my worst attributes, trying to tell me about me. Oh, my God. So so God has really anointed us here to be able to listen to one another and to respect one another in truth. And then see that truth will hurt, but it will set you free. Come on, somebody.
That's it.
Amen. Now, your name again is?
This is Apostle Duana Brown out of Dallas, Texas.
Duana Brown. Amen.
I'm daughter Lisa's, her spiritual mom.
Okay, we're going to definitely get connected with you. I feel an anointing in the words God is speaking through you, and we'd love to connect. Amen. Dallas, Texas. My daughter is in Arlington. Hey, man, we got more callers. Let's go ahead and hit this. Area code 707, last four, 1467. You are live on Women Speak Now. Come on in. Hello? Area code 707, last four, 1467. You're live on Women Speak Now. Hey, man, that might have been a mistake. Area code 559, last four, 6770. You're live on Women Speak Now. Come on, let's talk.
This is Pastor Ernie Vines out of Fresno, California. Hello.
What's up, man of God? How are you?
I'm doing well. I was invited to listen to the prophetess, to the daughter of God, to share this evening. And I just wanted to share this passage, as I totally agree with what has been shared about us keeping it 100 and keep it real. Colossians 1:28 says it like this. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in
every
Christ.
Man. That's right. My God.
Mm-mm-mm.
Bless that, because, see, we cannot go wrong with the word. If we stick to the word, I'm willing to listen to what you got to tell me about me. It's when
Amen.
We get to ourselves and start trying to tell the things that we don't like about ourselves to the next person, but sticking to the word, you can't go wrong. So, man of God, thank you so much for chiming in. I'm seeing that a lot of guests have come tonight to listen to the woman of God drop this word. It's been awesome. And to get all the responses again. Anything else, man of God? Prophetess Lisa, now are you still here? Come on in. You got, these are your guests. Say something. Tell them hi. What's up? Thank you. What?
I'm just looking at comments.
Okay. Amen. 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 Anybody else? Praise God. Praise God. Well, Prophetess Lisa, we're going to bring it back to you. Let you pray us out of here. Any closing remarks you have? Let this time be used for that, or whatever it is that the Lord puts on your heart. For all that have listened, thank you so much for joining us tonight. This is a platform God has given us that we can speak the truth now and find solutions to make it right now. So thank you for being here. Join us again anytime. You want to be a part of this network, get in touch with one of our covenant partners. We have spots available tonight. Prophetess Lisa, go ahead.
Amen. I do give honor to Christ. Amen. I do give honor to my spiritual mom from Dallas, Texas. And I give honor to my other spiritual father. Amen. Pastor Ed Levine. Thank you for tonight for taking time and dialogue me. You know, we have to really learn how to support kingdom peoples and connection. Amen. If you say you love me, we should be able to support each other. Amen. Because love is what love does. Come on, somebody. If you love me, you're going to help me. You could talk about me, but when you finish talking about me, are you going to pray for me? Are you going to help me? Are you going to leave me just dry? Come on. Don't leave me high and dry now. Come on. So just what we have to learn, tell people the truth. If you love me, tell me the truth, but tell me in love. Come on. Tell me how God delivered you. Come on. Don't talk about me. Because we all got a black book. Come on. So my thing is, let's build each other up. If you've got to strip each other down, come on. If you got to make it not a shame, like I said tonight, can you cover me until I recover? Yes, I'm going through something right now. But all I need to know one thing, can you cover me until I fully recover. Amen, somebody. I thank God for Pastor E. Amen. Terry, Mel Sabrina, Evangelist Fallon. I thank God, even the ones that dialed in tonight didn't want to say anything, we do thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I don't say anything unless I see God first, and I wait till God give me what to give to you. Much is given, much is required. I promise you all, I have paid a great sacrifice for the anointing, the prophetic on my life, and I pay for it every day because I love God and I fear God. So I thank you again, Pastor E, for
always
every Thursday. You allow me to bring forth the word of God, and I do appreciate you, man of God, out from the bottom of my heart, because love is what love does. We have to honor people's now. Give them their flowers now, so they can enjoy them. Amen. So anything else, I'll post line in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God for the opportunity. Now I'll post line in prayer. There's no less coming.
Yeah. No. Go ahead. Well, I will say this. You're really touching in, and the word of confirmation is going forth, because God has really put in our heart is to really push the movement of the power of one united. and you can do whatever you do on your own. You can do what you can be, dress the way you like to, be the way you like to, even talk the way you have your own accent. But we must become one, and that really is a lot of work to decrease of self that God is really glorified. And it's not just the I love when it says where two are gathered, anything that ask concerning anything will be answered. What about when 100 are gathered? What about when we get these numbers together? We have to act like it's still only two when we have mass numbers. But when we get mass numbers, now you got leaders that because of titles, because of longevity, because of years in the service, it seems like you have a certain elevation over people. The power of one means that we've all decreased, that he may increase. And then we can see each other on the same plane and know your gifts are your gifts, your talents are your talents. But let's be one that we can use them all effectively. So let's do better at this thing. And this is what this is all about. I love the word going forth that we can confirm and know that it's just not one that's getting it. We're all getting it, but can we start to sound alike? You don't have to say it like I say it. You don't have to say it like Prophetess Lisa, but we must say it like the word says it.
Like the word.
I think that's enough right there. Go ahead and pray us out of here. Thank you so much, woman of God.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the word of God has came tonight, God. The word come to enlighten us tonight. The word come to correct us. The love come to instruct us tonight, God, that we shall love each other up. We're going to build each other up. We're going to restore. We're going to replenish. So, Father God, tonight, we thank you that your word has fell on good ground tonight. Hallelujah. One water, one plant, but God, you get the increase on tonight. I cover everybody on this line tonight. Father God, I cover them in the blood of Jesus. I pray for hedges of shield be around and about that you will cover them. You enlighten their mind. I pray that you will bless them indeed. Bless their borders. Bless their territory tonight in the name of Jesus. There is no slight in the kingdom of God. We thank you tonight that knowing, Father, that you are our Jehovah Jah, you are our El Shaddai, you are provider. Everything that we have need of, it is in the kingdom of God. I decree and declare, God, that we release miracles, we release breakthrough, we release healing, deliverance on this line on tonight. And Father God, we give you all the praise and glory, honor, in Jesus. Until we meet again, that the spirit of God, our love, begin to flow, begin to flourish, begin to blush on you. Everybody going to see love in us, because tonight we has been changed. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I love you all. God bless you and good night.
Bless you all. Bless you all. Join us tomorrow night for Will You Be Made Whole with Prophetess Lori coming out of Connecticut. God bless you guys.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.